Welcome to Spruce Grove Alliance Church, your home.
Well, this evening we are contemplating the seventh and the final language in the atonement, cleansing. We've been on a journey for the past few weeks looking at the cross from different angles, this precious diamond, this precious treasure, as Paul says, this treasure in jars of clay. We are the clay pots, those rather insignificant, cheap thing from your cupboard, yet we've been given this thing of eternal significance on the inside. And there are different languages in the New Testament to help us understand how precious this treasure is, this precious treasure of grace. And we've been discussing those for the past few weeks on Sunday morning. We call them the atonement language. Atone simply means to fix what is broken. How God fixes this broken relationship between himself and us because of our sin, and how he does that through the cross. And so there's seven different languages all dribbled all throughout the New Testament, and we've been covering a lot of those. And we compare it to a diamond, and what gives a diamond this value is the sparkle, and you see it from different angles as the light reflects and refracts through this diamond. And we said it's like viewing Mount Calvary just outside of Jerusalem from seven different vantage points in and around Jerusalem. Redemption is from the marketplace. Victory is from the battlefield. Propitiation is from prison. Sacrifice is from the temple. Justification is from the courthouse. Reconciliation is from the neighborhood. And cleansing this evening, the laundromat or the river. Each angle shows us a new sparkle and makes us go, wow, I'm richer than I think. Well, this evening, we're going to talk about cleansing. And cleansing simply means a purification of contaminants through washing. And we've already seen three pictures in these monologues of cleansing that foreshadowed the cross. The Jesus cleansing the temple, Jesus cleansing a leper, and Jesus cleansing Peter's feet. All of them foreshadowed the work that Jesus was going to do for us, the cross, the ultimate cleansing of our soul. Titus chapter 3 says this: he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. 1 John says this: but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some of those old hymns that we used to sing, and some of them we've already sung this evening, speak of that cleansing. Reminisce with me. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the chorus goes, oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. It's this understanding that through the cross, God cleanses us from the stain of our sin, which we cannot remove ourselves. The guilt that comes from feeling the filth of our sin, God takes it away. How many of you remember high school studying Shakespeare? How many don't want to remember it? Shakespeare, Macbeth, you know where I'm going with this. Macbeth and Lady Macbeth, they commit a murder in that famous play. Lady Macbeth has a nightmare where she is scrubbing her hands trying to get this stain, and the stain represents her guilty conscience. She's trying to get that out in this monologue on the stage, and I'm going to change the words, but you know what it is. Oat, darn spot, oat, darn spot, and she can't fix it. She can't get it off. She can't get it off for a whole half hour. She can't get this stain off. It's the stain of guilt on her soul. And it is, that is our sin, But the cross cleanses us from that. In Hebrews, the author puts it this way, because of the blood of Christ, he says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from the guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. When my daughter was really small, like an infant, she was one of the ones doing the monologue of the cleansing of the temple this evening. She had this one doll that she loved. She grew an affection towards this one doll. And it became so intense that when she couldn't fall asleep without this one doll, she called it baby. And I have it here this evening. And when it was time for bed, she needed to have this baby. And it wouldn't have anything else. And so as parents, we did what any good parent would do. We thought, if we lose this, we're in big trouble. We went out and bought a second one. And so we had that second one around the house, but when it was time for nap time or time for bed, they looked the same to us, but she knew the difference. And we would hand her one, kind of like, is this the one? And she'd be like, eh, chuck it away. Run and find the other. So we'd run around the house, try and find the other one, and oh, there it is. Okay, you're right. And so she grew affection to one of those dolls. And the other one just stayed there on her shelf, and she never touched. And to this day, she still sleeps with this baby. And here it is. She let me have it tonight. Yes, sir. There you go. There's the difference. One of them is well-loved. One of them has stains as his haircut. One of them is missing a baby or a frog there. One of them can't hold her head up. She's pretty worn out, stained, beaten up. And you know what? That's us in our sin, isn't it? We're pretty worn out. We're missing something that we should have. Somebody said, this looks like zombie baby. We're dead. It's stained. It's wrinkled. And here's the problem, and here's the most amazing thing about the cross. That we feel like we need to get ourselves looking like this, even though we're like this, to come to God. We feel like, oh, if I just need to clean up, I just need to, like Macbeth, Lady Macbeth, just scrub all this and get myself looking like this to come to the cross. But nothing could be further from the truth. We come like this, and God makes us like this. You see, we don't clean ourselves up and then come to the cross. We come to the cross and Jesus cleans us up. That's the gospel right there. That's the sparkle of the diamond. As Titus, when we read there, he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through washing. And that's the beauty of the sparkle. And we are richer than we think. We come with all of the filth of our sin, unable to cleanse ourselves, and Jesus cleans us. In that famous psalm, Psalm 51, where David feels the filth of his sin after his sin with Bathsheba, he calls upon God, cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean, wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And for us in the New Testament, that is found in the cross. And that's what Jesus meant when he said to Peter on Thursday night before he went to the cross, when he washed Peter's feet, he says, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Peter, this is a work that you need to let me do for you. You cannot do this for yourself. You have a stain on your soul that you cannot remove yourself, and it is only through the blood of Jesus that you can remove this stain. We do not clean ourselves up and come to the cross. We come to the cross, and Jesus cleans us up. And that is what we celebrate when we come around this communion table, that the cross takes us from here to here, positionally. Do you need that cleansing today? We all do. That's the point of the cross. If you don't think you need it, you're like Peter. No, you do need it. You need to let Jesus cleanse you.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Spruce Grove Alliance Church. For more information or to hear past messages, please visit sgac.net.